of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's a crab diving Wednesday, mofos and mofets, mo others, because we're equal opportunity here at crab diving. You can identify as whatever kind of mo you want to be. Where the hell have I gone already? It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. We're a little late. The previous show was running long, and you know, we had coffee going, and the dog had to go out and take a piss and stuff. You know, we got a lot going on here on Crab Diving Studios. So we were coming out a little bit late, hurtling at you live, a little bit after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in. If it ain't that time, you're listening to the mellifluous tones of crab diving, either via the reruns here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, crabdiving.com/live, or perhaps you've downloaded us as a wonderful apple from the tree of knowledge. And you're all Eve taking us in.
What? I love it. Who's
crabdiving.com?
Who is Eve in this? Who is
everybody?
Eve?
We're all Eve.
We're all Eve.
We are all Eve.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Yeah, he's Ryan Pfeiffer.
We were all born of a rib. Isn't that the story?
Right. Well, no.
What do
half
you
of us were, well, I mean...
What do you Catholics believe?
Technically, we were, because...
Yay.
You know, didn't we all ultimately come out of that first vagine?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was made from a rib.
Is that what they said in the Bible?
Well, right.
Rather than coming from the first vagine, you will in fact come from the rib. Yeah.
It's in Vaginicus 7.
Bullshiticus 69.
Verse 17. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate the hell out of you.
Yes.
Granting some of your earhole time to us. We try to skewer right-wing nut jobbery, bullshittery, assholery.
We speak your name.
Dick watery. And dang, there's a whole lot of it going on. You know, there's not only is there an election coming up, but dang, you know, all these recent couple of, well, mainly the gay marriage thing has really fired up the ninnies of the extreme Christian type.
I love the ninnies, especially when they get fired up. I mean,
they're still just screaming in the corner, wah, wah. Look at how my marriage is suffering because the gays.
God.
I had to go out and fuck another woman.
You know what? You know, I got sad this morning. I was laying in bed. I was like, God, I wish we could. You know what? I wish the Supreme Court could repeal marriage equality, and then start the whole process again. And then just in a couple of months, maybe
hit the reset button.
Have it back again, so then we can get the butt hurt. Some more butt hurt. I'm sad.
You want to give it the blue screen of death and then come back?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Now I'm worried that everybody's used to marriage equality and the right's not so pissed off about it anymore, and we won't have any of these great clips.
Oh.
The caterwauling.
I think you've got a while to wait.
Do you know what I mean?
One. Yes.
Has the crying stopped?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
It's just the funniest.
But the... Now the states are trying these religious freedom laws where they're saying, you know, well, you can opt out. You can hang a no faggot sign in your window,
sure,
if you so desire.
And that's nice, by the way. Hey, and anybody listening.
I don't think they would say that.
Right. I mean, yeah.
It's God. Me.
They want their
horrible
right.
Use of the F word.
Oh yes, yeah. Don't use it, everybody. Don't use the F word.
Come on.
No. That's it. No, come on. What are you talking about?
If I'm quoting like that,
I'm
saying there's a...
No, that's not what I mean. If you're quoting, you have to say it because someone said, we're the news, okay?
Well, right, I'm not going to walk down the street and see somebody and be like, hey, F-word.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't do that anymore.
Unless they deserve it.
I have some comedian friends that... No. I have some comedian friends that use that word because they think it's funny. And it makes them sad that they can't use it. Well, it's not funny to some people. It hurts their fucking feelings. How about this? How about being entertaining, you dickhead?
Are these white dudes that use the N-word also?
Oh, I hate it. Yes, I hate it so much.
That one's always like a, ooh.
Ugh. God.
Yeah.
I sat through a comedy show last night. White guy busted it out. Not necessary.
Oh.
He was telling a story, but I wanted to say, listen.
Was he quoting someone?
He was, but...
Was he quoting himself?
No.
Okay.
He was telling a story about being in prison, which was pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
And someone called him the N-word, right?
Oh.
And, you know, he's a white dude. And then he said it, you know, during his set, which, whatever. I don't know how you feel about that. But, he was quoting someone, but at the same time, it takes people out of it. Now,
right.
All of a sudden, instead of people laughing at a set, they're all like, oh my God, he just said the N-word. You've totally taken people out of the story.
But if someone uses the phrase the N-word, does that not take away from it? You could also say.
Yeah.
I mean, because.
Yeah. And I'm also talking about
being in prison and some guy calls, he's a white guy who's is part of the, I mean, it's a main part of the joke that he's being called that word. Then I don't know. First of all, I'm not qualified to hand out N-word passes to anybody can say what the hell they want.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. We're
just gonna
issuing N-word passes. Well, it'll be a PDF file.
Right. You want to be able to say it with impunity.
Well, no, I don't.
Not you. I'm saying it to the
masses.
Son of Tom Hanks.
Right. Oh, he's stupid. I mean, you know, and I am also speaking in terms of stand-up comedy, I guess. I hear white guys say it, and you can say it's necessary to the story or not necessary to the story. I look out, and the audience gets all weird, and you fuck the room up just
the
a little bit.
The anus is slammed shut in the whole audience,
Yeah, I'm like, why do you want to do that? What do you want to do that to my fucking room?
True.
You know?
It's like Michael Richards. Like that audience.
That was
insane.
He's not a comedian. He freaked out. And it was like, N-word.
You're right.
I mean, why would he even do that? That's weird to me. He must be rich, right? Michael Richards probably never has to work again because of Seinfeld.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah. I think all of them.
Fucking hell. Would he climb out of his rich hole to do a set at the Laugh Factory?
I mean, unless they're really poor with money and dumb and... bad investments and shit.
I mean, have to be so bad with money.
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Brewster's Millions starring Richard Pryor?
Yes, I do.
And the whole point of that movie is that he had to spend all of it by a certain amount of time.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to spend like $1 million in 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
And he had a hard time.
Yeah. Well, they had...
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
80s.
Right.
70s, 80s?
I don't know. I think it was the 80s.
And, but now, God.
That was a great comedy, actually, if you think about it. Richard Pryor starred in it. He was hilarious. And it was all, like, adults playing all the roles. None of these, like, these days, every comedy and every movie, everyone is 22 years old. It doesn't matter. Even if you have a character who is, like, curing AIDS, somebody... Some 22-year-old shithead model in a white lab coat walks up with a whole vial. Drink this. It'll kill the HIV. I just figured it out.
I'll save the day.
I'm 24. How's that possible? How's that possible in World War Z? How is it possible that no one on the planet could solve the puzzle of the fucking zombies or whatever the fuck they were?
Nobel Prize winners.
Yes. Hi.
All succumbed.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt figured it out.
Brad Pitt figured it out.
I mean, I don't know.
That's the way things work. That's why.
Right.
That's why he gets the millions.
Yes. He's brilliant. Brad Pitt saved the fucking day with his brains.
The I've got
surely that's a science fiction movie.
Speaking of great actors, I've got a little later in the show, I've got a Screed.
Yes.
From none other than the greatest hero in the history of heroes.
Dee 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 dee.
Mr. Chuck Norris.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck this guy.
From Texas, he's USA.
You know, when you hear his voice, he sounds like, it's a weird voice, isn't it?
It sounds like he's on something these days. But
Jesus.
He's on.
He's on Jesus.
I'm on Jesus and patriotism.
And guns.
And that's about it. He wrote for the great and wonderful journalistic bastion of crapitude that it is WND.
And so say we all.
WND. He wrote for.
We were just reading from World Net Daily on yesterday's crab diving, if I remember correctly.
Weren't we sent there by Drudge?
Yes. Thanks, Matt. Mm-hmm. The guy that built an empire off a jizz stain.
White and blue.
What an asshole.
Whitish.
I don't know.
I don't know what Clinton's got going on.
Were you there?
He might be clear.
I don't know.
The headlines, I guess we can get to and see what's going on out in the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Towers, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July 29th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Literally.
Fuck you.
Premature articulation.
Hey guys, can we get the typewriters to come in just a cinch early? Okay, back to one, everybody.
You're right.
Fly out the fucking...
Whatever.
Get it over here! Yeah, goddammit! I'm not doing it again! That's it! That was the best read! I did a commercial one time
fucking
with a dude.
Interns.
I shit you not. It was actually an industrial... It was a video that was supposed to teach servicemen how to fucking be good with their money or something. It was really stupid.
Okay.
Teaching servicemen how to, you know, have good credit.
And it was our tax dollars.
Right.
It was producing some kind of training video.
I got paid $500 to go to Nashville or some shithole.
You're stimulating the economy.
Yes. I had to get a military haircut. I didn't care. That's fine. I was getting paid. I'm a dude. I don't give a shit. And I went there and I did the video and I didn't talk. I just did something stupid in front of a green screen. I barely remember. And this other guy was like cool leather jacket guy and, you know, talked to the camera about, you know, financials and how to be responsible with your money.
Pay your bills.
He was a real tool. And he did it his first take and he looked at the director and he goes, "That's going to be the one."
Oh, come on.
I shit you not. And the director is like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "No, that's going to be the best one." Then there was a pause. The whole crew, it was a professional crew, you know, whole crew sat there and they were like, the director's like, "Okay, I'll make a note of that, but we're going to shoot some more."
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
The guy was such a dick.
Yeah. There was a... I'm not going to tell that story. I'm thinking of a different time. But there was one of the first things I did when I moved out here to the land of wonderfulness and giant egos and big fake boobies.
Let me shit on your dreams.
And vaginal reconstructions or rejuvenations. I didn't know what that was.
Construction season.
I consider myself, beep, beep, beep. I consider myself a pretty learned individual, and moving here from the Midwest, I really felt like fucking Dorothy from Wizard of Oz when I looked through the weekly newspaper here, and every other page is an ad for some sort of body reconstruction process, whether it's either working out or plastic surgery or supplements or something. And then... the plastic surgeons, there were ones where it was like, you know, you get your titties done, get your, my words, you know, have your lips done, vaginal rejuvenation. And I was like, wait, what?
It's a movement.
Rewind. What?
Pump the brakes. That's what you're doing with the vagina, I guess. You put a church key in your hip and crank clockwise.
Exactly what happens.
Till it disappears.
They put their foot on your neck and pull.
We're going to cinch it, okay?
So
that's funny.
But that's what it is, right? They tighten the vajayjay muscles down there.
Oh yeah,
I believe is what the rejuvenation. Absolutely. I believe they're actually working on the actual Cave of Wonder and not just the curtains surrounding.
That is correct.
that's not probably not the technical term.
No, it is. That's what we use. That's what we like to call it. That's actually a person in the middle of one of those surgeries. They're very painful. It calls you to speak in tongues and to be right. A right-wing nut job.
That's what if you go get a faith healing. If you go get a if you go get a Christian version of a vaginal rejuvenation, that's what he'll pray over your vajayjay. The headline, this is horrific. I have seen this video. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post says, caught on video, another police killing. This is not good.
We're in crisis, man.
And this is, but they're handling this one like they should. Before they even, it's not even I guess it's a real cop. He had a gun. And he had authority to pull people over. But this is a campus cop who was, where are we? I'm trying to see. Is this UC? Is this here in California?
I have no idea. Right now, we're located in Koreatown.
We are in Koreatown, Ohio. University of Cincinnati is UC.
Oh, good God. I lived in Ohio for a summer. It's a, how do I say this? It's a shitty state.
Becky Thatcher there, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice, I guess. No, it's not. Ohio's not great. Sorry. If you live in Ohio and you're listening, I am. I'm a tremendous dickhead, but your state sucks.
So, University of Cincinnati officer, campus cop, pulled over this gentleman,
right.
Sam Dubose.
Is he French?
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
Oh, God.
And
that's horrible.
Pulled him over because he was missing his front license plate.
Oh, shoot.
Obviously warrants summary execution.
Two in the head, one in the chest.
Well, he was black.
Was he shot?
In the head.
Oh, my God. Why?
Officer Ray Tensing, campus cop, spotted the car being driven by Dubose, was missing the front license plate. He stopped, pulled the car over, and they've now released the body cam footage. Mr. Dubose did. There was a struggle. Like, he did refuse to provide a driver's license and get out of the car. He's like, you don't have to get me out of the car or something.
Okay.
And right as the story the officer has.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Said he reached in, he was dragged by the car.
Oh, God.
And that he had to shoot Mr. Dubose in the head.
He had to?
Firing one shot because he was driving away with him. He was being dragged by the car. And then the video comes out. Now,
so we're hearing a work of fiction.
The prosecutor and the head of the popo there, even before they released this, they said, we're waiting for the grand jury. It's going to come out in a day or two. It doesn't look good.
Uh-oh.
I mean, when you hear that, from the chief of police, who's like, it doesn't look good.
Well, you know, God, how many other horrible tragedies had to happen until we get to this point?
This Mr. Dubose, the guy reaches in, Dubose does pull back, and there's a little struggle, and it's a quarter of a second the guy pulls his gun and blows his head off. And then the car pulls away because Mr. Dubose is dead or dying. And the car now rolls away and the guy and hits something until it keeps going until it stops and hits something.
So is this Dubose guy being blamed for driving while dead? Is that the problem the officer's having?
That's what he says. However, the prosecutor today, I listened to a little bit of the press conference. The prosecutor today was like, we're we're now actively seeking this officer, and he's going to be charged with murder. This is nothing short of absolute murder. Murder, murder, murder. Right. I mean, this guy, he said this guy shouldn't have been a cop. He said he purposely killed him, should never have been a police officer.
God, what's up with this prosecutor? Why can't he work in other places as well? I mean, God.
Today the grand jury recommended charges of murder and voluntary manslaughter. I don't know if that's like an and or, you know, if you can be charged with both.
I have no. Yes, absolutely. Let me check. Kate, how does it work? Can you be a murderer and a manslaughterer? Roof, roof, roof. Yes. Sorry.
The prosecutor, Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters, announced the indictment at this news conference.
Dieters. That's a funny name.
He said in response to the officer tensing, saying that he had been dragged by the car, forced to shoot, Dieters said, that's ridiculous. He even said he shouldn't have pulled the guy over in the first place. He said he fell backward after he shot the guy in the head and called it a chicken crap traffic stop. You can't say chicken shit when you're on national television.
What does that mean? So he said that the stop was bullshit as well?
Yeah, so I guess so.
So why did...
he might not have even been... I wonder if he was on campus property. Like, what is this? No. I think he might not have been. And that's the deal. Is like, now people are saying, well, what the fuck are these campus cops doing?
Why are they armed?
Playing Call of Duty out in public if it's not on campus property.
So are these campus cops, are they cops per se? Are they like glorified?
He's not a real member of the police force. So somehow they have a...
Why do they have guns?
I don't know. They have authority somehow. I don't get it. I don't know. There's a dead guy.
There's too many guns. There's too many guns in this country.
The body cam video was released. The family of Mr. DuBose has been asking for it to be released. News organizations sued, and the prosecutor released it before even waiting for rulings. He said he was waiting for the grand jury to make their decision. And, you know, we learned from the Ferguson bullshit that the... What's the saying? If a prosecutor wants to, they can indict a ham sandwich.
Right.
Obviously, this guy told them, hurry the fuck up, and this is murder.
Yeah.
Because they came back really quickly with this indictment on murder. So he's already been arrested, I guess. Ray Tensing's mugshot now has been tweeted out. This
cop.
This campus cop who looks like he's 15 himself.
He's not a real... Why do they have guns?
The prosecutor called the shooting senseless, asinine, saying he purposely killed him. He should never have been a police officer.
Oh, so he is a cop or whoever.
He's a cop of some sort. You see, he's University of Cincinnati police. Apparently, they're real cops.
Why does the University of Cincinnati have an army?
Well, the prosecutor then goes on to say, I don't think a university should be in the policing business.
What the fuck is happening?
The officer made the stop near the university's main campus. And UC police have said that the intersection is within the campus police's jurisdiction.
Right. Jeez.
They're saying hopefully there's no peaceful, non-aggressive responses from the community. But, I mean, there was an indictment. The gentleman hands, Mr. DuBose, hands the guy an open container of alcohol at one point.
Right.
And he may have been intoxicated or not. It doesn't matter. When you watch the video, it was instant.
Yeah.
There was 1 second of a little bit of a struggle, and the guy just pulls his head and pulls his gun and shot him in the head.
So why the cop was reaching in for the container, supposedly?
I don't know, or reaching in to pull him out. Jeez. Maybe, and the guy was like, you're not doing it, and unarmed. No, the cop said he was being dragged by the car. He never said, I thought he was reaching for a gun. I thought he had a knife. He said he was dragging me with the car.
Oh, and my God.
Then the video comes out, and the car doesn't start moving until he blows the poor gentleman in the head.
Dude, this guy better go to fucking jail. That's all there is to it.
The prosecutor said he was shocked when he saw the video. I feel sorry for this family and what they lost. I feel sorry for the community. If convicted, he faces life in prison.
Who is this prosecutor, and why does it seem like there aren't a lot like him?
I don't know.
He needs to work in... we should put him in charge of Ferguson, New York, Baltimore, any place in Texas. He's better than what they have down there. Jesus
Christ.
This is amazing.
And was it Cincinnati that had issues? The Cincinnati Inquirer is reporting that Tensing's indictment is the first time an officer in that city has been charged with murder for an on-duty shooting.
Wow.
Maybe they've only charged them with the manslaughter and stuff.
Was it Cleveland?
Maybe it was Cleveland.
Cleveland, where the guy climbed on top of the car and fired down at a downward angle into the fucking windshield?
Hey, he had to.
Right. There was no choice. That's what they teach at Police Academy. You remember that scene when Steve Guttenberg is teaching Tibbs?
The guy that makes the noises?
Yeah. Can you name any of the characters from Police
Academy? No, are you kidding me?
It's such a great movie. No. We got to find that. I want to watch that movie again.
Which one? There's 48 of them.
Bum, 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 bum,
almost
bum,
as many bum, 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 as the Fast and Furious is.
That Police Academy, how dare you? Don't even mention Fast and Furious in the same sentence as Police Academy? Are you nuts?
Are you venerating Police Academy?
Venerating? What?
Are you licking the man bag of Police Academy?
Oh, dude, where'd you get that definition? At Oxford?
Yeah.
Dictionary, yeah. I'm licking everyone's sack in that movie.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that this video comes out, and we got a cop that, again, just decides to end somebody's life. About escalating. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
The cops work for fucking us. You're not supposed to shoot us. You're supposed to serve the public, dickheads.
So we'll keep your ears pressed to whatever device you're using to suck us in.
You know, I want to suck us in. Well, I want this prosecutor to be interviewed, and I want someone to ask him, what do you think about Ferguson? What do you think about Eric Garner? It was on fucking video. He got choked out, and he died, and he said, I can't breathe. What would you have done?
Well, it's not his call.
I know, but don't you want to hear his opinion?
He'd probably be all... you know, politician and shit about it.
No.
This video, I mean, there's no... I really can't imagine anybody coming out. Although, keep your eyes on Fox. I'm sure within 10 minutes
this space
of this announcement, there was somebody on Fox saying, well, I saw the video and he looks like he's disrespectful to the officer.
Well,
of course you should blow his head off.
You didn't see what Andrea Tantaro said? He's black.
Right, yeah.
See?
Well, he's black.
Unlike Santa Claus and Jesus.
Of course the officer felt a threat.
Was black, yeah.
How could he not feel for his life? The man was black.
He was a giant demon. That's what they call, isn't that what they said in Ferguson?
Mike Brown.
He's a giant.
His face looked like a demon.
God. I forgot Mike Brown's name for a second. That's horrible.
It's hard.
We can't forget
There's
that.
Too many. There's it's too a sad many. Point.
Ugh.
Let's dumb it down. Dial your watches back to when there were no watches.
Yes.
And let's head over to the Drudge Report and see what the
What do you think you would have been, a hourglass man or a sundial, dude?
Who, like me?
Well, if you lived back then, to keep track of time, would you be of a sundial? Would you have a sundial or an hourglass?
Well, a sundial could tell you what time of day.
Yes.
It is. I don't necessarily know that the hourglass, unless you... set it to a sundial. how you exactly would know when to start, when to turn it over,
right? What was it like to walk into a Best Buy at 800 AD and be like, listen, I'm looking for a new abacus. What do you have? Is this expandable?
I think you went to the abacus maker. You went to Abner, the abacus maker. The headline over at the Drudge Report... It's the lion. Deep regret over killing Cecil.
They're giving this guy a platform so he can maybe look sympathetic.
No, I don't know. Because it says outrage intensifies. It's a photograph of Cecil in better days, snuggling up to one of his lady friends in the Pride.
That is showing a Dennis bias right there. Deep regret.
Well, it's in quotes.
Yeah.
And then it's even, oh, God, it's that one picture of him and some other asshole with
a
different dead lion.
Fuck his apology.
Wait, that's not the lion, is it? I wonder if that's the lion. There's a picture of him with a dead lion. Zimbabwean officials say that the American is wanted in connection with this poaching death of this lion.
Can we extradite his ass?
Dentist, one of the other headlines, dentist from Minnesota goes into hiding. You know, his dental practice, they closed all the shutters, closed all the windows. closed.
Ah, well, listen, he's still alive, though, right? Nobody cut his head off.
At last I checked, there were more than 5,000 negative reviews on Yelp.
Was he shot with a crossbow?
I know, but then he's doing okay. A lot of that suggestion going on. It says he's receiving death threats.
Ugh.
The Zimbabwean government has charged two people so far over the killing. And the other headline here on the Drudge Report says Kimmel chokes up on air.
Holy shit.
Jimmy Kimmel was talking about it, and he gave out the website of the organization to which you could donate money, the one that was in charge of the tracking beacons that were protecting these animals. And he was talking about a guy choked up.
Jeez.
About the end, well, you know, loss of this animal.
It's sad.
And a lot of people are saying, you know, all this heinous stuff that I said about this asshole, you know, compensating small penis, just a coward.
Yeah.
It's all true because even people who hunt, which, you know, I've got a problem with that too, but people, the hunters, saying this ain't hunting. They tied like a dead gnu to the back of a truck and dragged it around to get the scent going, and then left it sitting there on the truck, and they went and sat and watched the truck.
How is this fun?
Until this lion came strolling out of the park.
Right.
And they shot it with a crossbow.
Oh, God.
And then it took them 40 hours to track that poor lion, wounded, lying down before they shot him. Brave white Bwana.
Do you think
tracked down that poor lion?
What do you think happened? Do you think they freaked out when they saw that GPS tracker?
They tried to break it. They tried to destroy it. They knew exactly what had happened.
Right.
And whether they knew or not that was one of the lions. Well, I think Zimbabwe is saying these guys were lying from the get-go. Like, they didn't have permits.
Right.
This one guy was just pocketing the $50,000 or something.
Oh, I see.
I think is what they're alleging. But there there are groups that were that you could do this for, and the money that they use, maybe he did go through an organization, but the money that they use goes to preservation. So they allocate, you know, it's like, okay, we got an old sick one, find an asshole who wants to kill it and spend $100,000 and we'll let them shoot that poor elephant, or we'll let them kill that gnu.
Disgusting.
I don't think there's a lot of calls for
this.
Gnu.
Is not a gnu.
I don't think gnu are high up.
What was the? There's a cartoon, The Great Gnu, The Gnu News, or something like that. It's like,
no, I don't remember.
I think it was a segment on It's the Great Space Coaster.
Gary Gnu.
Off we go to the Great Space Coaster. Remember that show?
Not really. Who's Gary Gnu? Why do I know that name?
You know who's in The Great Space Coaster? Jordy from the blind dude from Next Generation.
I see.
Yep.
Gary Gnu,
right,
was on The Great Space Coast.
Bam! Bam! I win.
That's why I remember Gary Gnu.
Oh, okay. Well, you win as well. The only person that doesn't win is Cecil.
I knew Gary Gnu. I didn't know it was on The Great Space Coaster, though.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that.
Who used to sit alongside Gorriddle Gorilla.
I don't remember. I don't remember the gorilla.
You know, Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
He's bringing back, and I think he made.
Who's he?
LeVar Burton.
Mm. Did he get a divorce or something?
I believe he's bringing back, like, Reading Rainbow or one of those. And crowdfunded it like 10 minutes. It was crowdfunded and then some, like a shit ton of money.
The Reading Rainbow.
I think it was.
It's gay.
God, yeah. I love it.
How'd they get away with that?
What? The Reading Rainbow?
I guess that's before the gays ruined rainbows.
Rainbows,
right?
Can't read, stupid.
Who was it? Sandy Rios complained about that, right?
Shut up.
That they ruined rainbows. Rainbows is what God gave us to promise that he would flood us and drown us all again.
Oh, God. I hate all those people. God didn't give me a fucking rainbow or this coffee. I don't have to thank anyone for a rainbow or this coffee. You know what I mean?
Right. So the headlines at the Drudge. One is deep regret over killing Cecil.
Fuck you.
Or Cecil.
Fuck you, Drudge.
If you're British.
They're giving this guy a platform to apologize. One, fuck him.
I don't know that that's happening. The second one says outrage intensifies. Would you like to go to the telegraph.co.uk?
Hello.
Or to the dailymail.co.uk.
Oh, fuck me. That's tough. Telegraph.
Our Drudge friends are linking over to our former British overlords.
I love the British websites. They got it going on, man. It's fucking hilarious.
Cecil the Lion's final photograph, it says. Cecil the Lion has been fondly remembered as confident and regal by the man who followed him for 9 years and took his final photograph.
Holy shit. He followed this lion for 9 years and just took pictures of it?
This is like an obituary for Cecil, or Cecil. A Zimbabwean lion researcher has spoken of his fond memories of Cecil.
Hello.
The celebrated animal who was killed with a bow and arrow shot by an American dentist.
It's not funny, but your voice is great. This is a great vocal work.
Thank you.
I'm serious. It's very funny. If anyone fucking casting a voiceover at Vile Experience.
Brent Staplecamp.
What the fuck?
Has been a researcher with Oxford University's Lion Project.
Lord Staplecamp!
In the Hwangi National Park for 9 years. The 37-year-old took the last photo. Mr. Staplecamp said, Cecil was the most confident lion you ever met. this guy's out in the field. He's probably like, Cecil was the most confident lion you've ever met.
Right.
He knew he was the biggest on the block. like we talked about yesterday, just because of the way lion-attudeness works, Cecil being the uber poobah of that area.
Poobah.
Now that his head was chopped off and he got skinned.
Oh, God damn it! What is wrong with us?
So that a dentist could get a hard on.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Cecil.
Fucking gross. Ugh.
Cecil's progeny, you know, he gets to make nice with all the ladies.
Okay.
And they all have his cubs. Now they say maybe a half dozen cubs are going to get killed by the new dude who steps up.
Why?
Because those cubs might still be nursing, and they want to have them some babies. So they're going to kill all the cubs, and then the females will go into heat again because they're not nursing.
You know, let me talk to these fucking lions and explain that maybe they might have an easier time out there in the Sahara or wherever the fuck they are.
eHarmony?
You want to have babies? Don't have babies. Right. Just fucking walk around, be a lion, have fun. I'm a fucking kid to watch.
The quote from the Walter Palmer, dentist from Minnesota.
Hello, Walter. Says, you suck.
Quote, we read this yesterday. I had no idea the lion I took was a known local favorite.
Bullshit.
Was collared and part of a study until the end of the hunt.
Fuck you.
I relied on the expertise of my local professional guides to ensure a legal hunt.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You went out there, you paid a lot of money to shoot a lion. It's shitty. It could have been Cecil, it could have been Eddie, it could have been Bruce the Lion. Any of it, all of it sucks. Right?
Yes.
It's dumb. You should be doing this for fun. And if you are doing this for fun, you're fucked in the head, man. Fucked in the fucking head.
There's something weird going on. If you've got to run through the woods and kill shit, it's just odd.
Why don't you? I know this is gonna sound for people out there who just love their guns and love to shoot shit. This is gonna sound so fucking strange, but why don't you just go out in the safari and when you see a lion, Get out your goddamn camera and your binoculars.
I like shooting shit.
And look at it.
But I don't want to kill shit.
Not like this. You don't like this.
No, not at all. I don't get hunting at all.
What you like to do, you get a little loaded, you go out to the farm or something, put some, like, you know, bottled beer bottles, some empties. Empties on the fucking hay bales.
Were you there?
Yeah. Hey, let's go mudding. You know what I mean?
So?
You don't want to shoot a lion. You're shooting bottles. That's correct. Fine. Just be careful, honestly. Those guns.
They said the lion wasn't even aggressive. He was used to being observed. You know, he wasn't like warm and fuzzy. He wouldn't come over and you could scritch under his ear or anything. But
he's a fucking animal.
Right. He was used to the presence of humans, so he wouldn't have been freaked out by the van and by people and shit.
You know what I attribute this shitty treatment? We just treat animals like shit, you know? I mean, honestly, we should all probably just be fucking vegetarians. I mean, the way these animals are raised for food and shit, it's a fucking nightmare. But like, God, this is just so horrible. It's so horrible. I lost my point.
Lion hunting using firearms and a bow and arrow,
right,
is legal in Zimbabwe. Only under certain circumstances, with legal specific permits granted by the Parks and Wildlife Management Authority. And hunting companies bid for these permits annually. So that's how these parks make a lot of money, to help preserve the wildlife by saying, okay, well, we'll allow X number to get killed by these tiny penis little assholes.
Okay, time out on that. Time out. Okay.
But they charge $50,000, $100,000 for these certain game.
They need to hire some consultants and say, hey, this is how much money we make pimping out these old animals to get shot to death and killed by these dumb fucking white Americans.
We'll crowdfund it for you.
Yeah. What else can we do?
We'll pay for it. Yeah, I'm sure.
There has to be another way to raise that fucking money.
Right. It says only animals that have been put on an annual hunting quota are permissible.
Good God. We suck.
It's hunting is never allowed in a national park, which is where they were.
Has no one ever seen Planet of the Fucking Apes?
Hunters have been known to lure game out of the boundary of the protected area. So these assholes do that.
But isn't there some way that you know that you shouldn't shoot them? I mean, if you're a hunter and an animal wanders out of the protected area, how do you know?
That's the argument, is that these guys knew exactly what was going on. And this dickwad from Minnesota.
Ugh, God.
This tooth cleaner. Not that it's a, I don't want to disparage on tooth cleaning. It's an amazing profession.
Are you an anti-dentite?
I'm not.
Okay.
This guy, who has no business wandering around the savannah of Africa,
yeah,
shooting big game.
What
happened to him as a child?
Look at it.
What kind of daddy issues does he have?
How amazing would it be to see a lion in the wild, just to see it? I think that would be. I've never seen that. I bet it's a beautiful moment. And why on
never,
earth
would you? Would it cross your mind to kill it?
No, not at all.
I don't get it.
I mean, if it was attacking me and coming at me, was going to chew my leg off or something, I guess.
But this dickwad did a year of probation in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
For poaching a bear.
Wow.
In the wrong place.
It's as if he never learned his fucking lesson.
So it's kind of hard to feel, you would never feel sorry for him anyway, but with him saying, oh, I was relying on my guide. I didn't know. Yeah.
Right. By the way, Cecil, he just tweeted out guns kill people and lions. Yeah, fuck off.
If this guy wasn't such an ass wipe and had to go kill shit, maybe we wouldn't have to worry about it. How about donating the $50,000? There you go. Write a check, asshole.
It's a shame Jesus never like blatantly said, hey, we shouldn't kill animals for sport, for fun.
It's not in the Constitution.
Yeah. That's good. That's right. Hey, you're right. Hey, Mr. Dentist, we're sorry. It's not the Constitution. Go kill a lion.
Yeah, I don't know how these big game hunters are gonna survive this PR onslaught. I mean, I just don't know how these ones who are saying, well, we do it for conservation.
Fuck off. Honestly.
Again, write a check for conservation. And you do it a little gleefully. I guess arguably there are animals that may need to be culled, but
not Cecil.
Well, and true. And you don't have to enjoy it, you sadistic fucks.
Right.
Right?
Mickey, I mean, you saw one of those pictures that guy had of him holding up animals.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, there's one with a leopard and one with a giant gnu, and then another one with another dead lion. He's just a heinous creature.
Right, it's a wonder of nature. Like, these animals are so strong, they're fast.
Right.
They're amazing, and now you just kill it with a fucking gun, with a bullet. It's just, it's unsportsmanlike. It's total shit.
A big giant fuck you.
Right, man.
To the dentist. In Minnesota.
The only person happy about this is Trump. Because nobody's sitting around saying, oh, look, Trump said something shitty today.
Oh, he's probably, are you kidding? He's probably pissed they're talking about that fucking lion. They're not talking about me.
You know what? I'm going to go to Africa and I'm going to kill a bigger lion.
Fuck that lion. He should have complied. He had a black mane.
Yeah.
Protesters are now targeting, this is, now I've switched over to the Daily Mail.
Hello.
A coward and a killer. Protesters target U.S. dentist surgery after he admits paying $55,000 to kill Cecil.
I feel like we're in an Oscar Wilde play.
Africa's most famous lion. As supermodels.
What?
Lead international outrage.
I am behind this movement. What supermodels? What say you, Miranda Kerr?
The bullet points underneath because, you know, I guess they assume...
Kate Upton.
Maybe you don't have enough time to scroll down through. It's what it's the Daily Mail, so the story is 14 feet long of scrolling.
Oh yeah,
of course.
What is a
picture, and then blurb?
Has Adriana Lima rang in?
Dr. Walter Palmer, dentist from Minneapolis, Minnesota, U.S., killed the famed lion on July 1 in Zimbabwe. It is believed Cecil the Lion 13 was lured out of the national park and wounded by an arrow before he was tracked, shot dead with a gun, skinned, and beheaded as a hunting trophy.
Oh, my God. This is just...
Palmer admits he was responsible. Says he was unaware it was protected. Says he regrets the killing. Oh, here we go. Cara Delevingne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And Candace Swainpole.
I was about to say, what say you, Lady Swainpole?
Blasted the dentist. Calling him a poor excuse of a human being. And people are putting, people put a sign out in front of his surgery, in front of his office.
Surgery.
You are a coward and a killer. And they're putting stuffed animals outside, like stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
Out in front. There's a memorial going up to Cecil in front of this dental practice. I mean, I feel bad for the other... If there are other dentists that work with this fuckwad, or if there are other, you know, dental hygienists who are just trying to make a buck, that right. got now their livelihood,
they're fucked,
is threatened
because of this fucking idiot,
because of this psychopath, this killer, this weirdo who gets his jollies out of killing shit.
Hannah Davis, by the way, is disgusted that this happened. Hannah Davis dates Derek Jeter. She's a supermodel. So all of Derek Jeter's ex-girlfriends
are
outraged. Hannah Davis is not on the bench. Look her up, dude.
But of fame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, of fame-wise.
Oh, okay.
Look her up, dude. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Drudge seems to be focusing on the Cecil
right
controversy. Controversy.
Kelly Rowland, outrage.
As we all should be, I'm sure.
As is Caroline Silta.
We're still waiting for Janice Dickinson to ring in. She's busy. She's busy with Cosby allegations, though, right now.
Cindy Crawford, what say you?
The lots going on in the world. I guess we can talk a little bit about the clown car.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
And meanwhile, go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. I'm giving a big giant middle finger to fucking Zuckerberg and Facebook today, though, for some changes they made. Oh. And now have just made it like a knife in the dick hole to try to get shit done.
They actually changed it to the Book of Fuckface instead of Facebook.
Yeah, it's a big pain in the ass. Changed back, motherfuckers.
By the way, Bar Raffaelli is just heartbroken over this, she said.
Who?
Bar Raffaelli.
Oh, Bar Raffaelli, yeah. Are
you kidding me? She's famous.
Sarah Palin probably is all for, she's probably rooting for the big game hunter.
Are you kidding me? It's an animal.
But Donald Trump said that he would be down for having Sarah Palin work for him when he becomes president.
Did he say it with a straight face?
When asked about it, he said, "I'd love that."
Yeah,
because she really is somebody who knows what's happening, and she's a special person.
Agreed. Hold on 1 second. Trump finally said something that's not totally insane.
She's really a special person, and I think people know that. I still have people saying, get Sarah's support. Get Sarah's support no matter where I go. Everybody loves her.
Right.
Oh, so he's got the Palin crowd?
By the way, Sarah Palin, about the lion thing, had said, but have you had lion burger? It's delicious.
Right.
Brown lion.
Palin, he said, like me, she's got people that don't exactly love us, and we understand who they are and sort of forget about that. But she has a tremendously loyal group of people out there for her. Yeah, batshit crazy Luna fucking ticks.
Oh, yeah. She's got a base that supports her that's nuts, a third grade reading level. Those are her fans. Guns.
So Donald Trump. I mean, think of that cabinet. Think of that. Think Sarah Palin. Oh, my God. Well, we'd really need to crab diving out of the country. We'd be persecuted, right? We really would be persecuted.
They would crucify us. On the third day, FIFA rose from the dead.
Trump already has, he did an event in Iowa, and he forbidded that group of, or that one newspaper in Iowa that printed an editorial that said, you know, Donald, you should just get out. You should get out.
Yeah.
He told them they can't come to his rally.
Fuck off. You're not invited.
So what does that tell you? Well, his presidency is going to be like.
It's going to be like the Cuckoo Balls McGee.
Right. He's going to be like, well, we've taken over the media for you guys. Don't worry.
Let me ask you a serious question. Would you suffer through a crucifixion all the way to your death, knowing that you would be resurrected into like a superhero?
What are my powers?
Power of invisibility, heat vision, you can fly.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Sure. Totally.
Put fly in there.
You can run really fast and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess. Would I be turned into a really angry person because I was crucified? How would it affect me mentally?
No, not good.
I'm assuming.
Not good. And also, too, you know, with much power comes much responsibility.
Exactly.
Like Spider-Man said.
Exactly.
Except, how does Spider-Man even say anything? He's got a fucking mask over his head. It's like...
apparently he projects well through cloth or whatever the hell he's got over his head. So go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. You can see that story there. Also a story. I mean, I'm personally heartbroken.
No. Why?
And you all should be shedding tears for...
Don't tell me how to feel.
A lot of old white guys who are really rich.
Fuck you.
And own most of the shares of British Petroleum.
Oh, yeah. I love this. Fuck you.
Because British Petroleum today posted a $6.3 billion loss to the company. But then listen to what this asshole right away. We may need layoffs now.
Oh, okay. Bullshit. No.
There we go. Punish the workers.
Not in my world, baby.
Who keep their shit going. I'm sure the CEO, Cumface McFuckwadigy.
Yes.
Bob Dudley.
He probably spends his vacations hunting in Africa, shooting lions.
I'm sure this fucker is not going to be missing a zero on his millions that he's getting paid.
Fuck no, Pat.
But we're going to have to lay off a bunch of workers because, we're getting blamed for that spill and shit.
Hey, when are we going to stop sucking the dicks of corporations and gun owners? When?
The CEO of British Petroleum says that the ongoing oil slump in prices, bad for them, good for us, consumers, that the they're restructuring and they've had layoffs and it says we will continue to identify more opportunities for simplification and efficiency.
God, these people are evil. Evil.
Reflecting a faster pace of cost cutting across the company.
Hey, BP asshole, if you didn't want it to come to this, then maybe you should have fixed that fucking valve on that goddamn oil rig or whatever it was.
Wasn't it negligence in the first place? Didn't they?
Yes.
They knew that this could possibly happen. They're like, we'll take our chances.
Listen, what's the worst that could happen? The whole Gulf of Mexico, the bottom, it's coated with oil. And I know you can't see it, but it's down there, assholes. Everything's dead.
They lost $6.3 billion in the second quarter. As it took charges on its recent Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement with the U.S. government and the Gulf states.
I was there. I remember I was there when the oil rolled into Pensacola and it's just so fucked up. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, it's hard to feel sorry for any of these people, any of this group.
I mean, you know,
who's goal is just to fucking exploit the research, fuck the environment, fuck people,
man.
As long as we're making the money, fuck livelihood.
Right, and we obviously don't give a shit about animals, you know, but think about the people. The people that work, say, in my hometown, in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, they work in the tourism industry. A shit ton of money is made.
Right.
There's oil on the beach. Who wants to go to Hooters down in Gulf Breeze? Nobody. Hooters was empty. Hooters was fucking empty.
Damn. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at ExxonMobil. Yeah. Revenue of $407 billion with profits of $32.5 billion in profits. That means you've paid your bills.
God, what do you do with all that money?
They put zeros in the Caymans.
Yeah.
Oh, they're hiring people, right?
Sure.
That's trickle down, Ryan.
It's called trickle down economics.
We need to give them more.
In Germany, they call it a golden shower. Open your mouth.
Exxon and Chevron and all these guys and Phillips, they all need more. More tax breaks. More, 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 more.
And we're fucked.
Yeah, we're kind of fucked. We're a little fucked. I was going to say it takes a disaster, but we had one. It's going to take another one. We just had, another stupid oil spill in Canada. That's horrific right now.
With anything, what does it take? We had a gun disaster, Sandy Hook. Nothing.
People are dumb.
Fucking Deepwater Horizon, 0.0. Nothing changed. Still shit. We could be getting energy from the goddamn wind and sun.
Right.
Let's go frack.
Right. Drill, baby, drill.
Oh, yeah.
Why will you be drilling?
Was that not the Republicans' response to this fucking oil spill?
Literally.
The response was drill, baby, drill.
More offshore drilling.
You must be fucking kidding me. Who said drill, baby, drill? Who was that?
Sarah Palin.
Oh, God.
That was her when she was running, right?
I am disgusted with the human race.
Right. We've got all kinds of other stuff going on. I mean, Louis Gohmert? We haven't talked about...
He's still alive?
Right. We haven't talked about Louis Gohmert in a while. Louis Gohmert was giving a speech last week.
Oh my God.
To a group of young conservatives.
Oh my God. Fire up Grindr, guys.
And I'm sure you couldn't get on.
Oh shit. Yeah, Grindr melted. They broke Grindr.
And he was calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justices Elena Kagan and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know why?
Yes.
Because they ruled in favor of marriage equality.
Oh, my God.
And they should have recused themselves because they had participated, they had officiated in same-sex weddings before they did the case.
Louis Gohmert saying this.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Does he have that voice? He has that voice, that weird voice. He's like, they should recuse themselves from the case because they officiated on gay weddings. I just can't stand this guy, man. Ugh. Shit. I talked to a lot of people about... Is that Louie?
Yeah, it's really quiet.
Where is he? In a handicap cell? Louis Gohmert.
Kagan and Ginsburg. The law 28 U.S. Code 455 is very clear. If a United States judge, justice, magistrate, judge...
Man, listen to him. He's quite the orator, isn't he?
Yeah, his fiddling with the papers in the background is really pissing me off. I cannot hear Gohmert.
It's not well recorded. Yeah.
And he argues that's because the high crimes and misdemeanors is what it says. And done, then I think you're going to see the court continue.
Anyway,
God, he is
I'm just going to read the good part because the audio is so shit. He goes, we could take four heterosexual couples married and put them on an island where they have everything they need to sustain life.
And that is spot on, dude.
Then take four all-male couples and put them on an island where they need to sustain life. Take four couples of women married and put them on an island. And let's come back in 100, 200 years and see which one nature says is the preferred marriage.
It's like if you take Blanche's voice from Streetcar, drop it, and then sound like you're taking a shit at the same time. It sounds like Gohmert. Dumber. Oh,
even dumber. God. Blanche is a fucking rocket scientist.
But Blanche is,
to
yeah, you don't want to fuck with Blanche.
That's yeah, I don't fuck with Blanche. There.
Theater moment. God, this guy's a shithead.
Yeah, so he comes up with this weird island. Let's put some hair, some couples on there, and then put a different island of all male couples.
Do we get massages on this island?
And then a different island of all female couples. See, come back in a couple hundred years. See which one nature says is the preferred marriage.
Do we still have? We don't still have that clip from Louis Gohmert saying we used to give each other massages through battle, before battle or something. Or he's such a wacko.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into battle.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It makes it sound like, and they come along like
you're
some guys.
You're ready to have a blast. But you are not sure about someone's sexual past.
Anyway.
But it makes it sound like someone's coming around the bend. Hey, there's the jacker offer there. Hey, boy. Right. Come here. How about a massage and a jacking off, please? I have to go to battle soon.
Right. Like, there were so many of them.
Hey there, you and the towel. Snap, snap.
They would give each other massages.
Chop, chop.
Excuse me for a moment.
Right. I have to go into battle.
I mean, God, they're obsessed with gay sex. Just obsessed with gay sex.
You there.
God, the headline. I'm closing that one headline where the headline is Candace Swainpole blasts.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what's important, everybody, is that Candace Swainpole, supermodel, has rung in on the horrible death.
What have you,
of Cecil?
Have we heard from Jessica White, the sports model, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model?
Ah, I think not.
Okay. We'll Miranda Kerr. Miranda Kerr, has she checked in?
We'll check her Twitter.
Twitter.
Lots of other stuff going on.
Yes.
In the world, on the planet here. I've got a story. This is the, fucking Franklin Graham.
Oh, is this one of Billy Graham's descendants?
This is, yeah, the crotch spun.
Billy Graham's still alive or no?
Billy Graham is. There's a lot of marrow being sucked out of the spines of young children or something to keep that fucker alive.
Hand me another infant. Bring me a virgin. Right. Bring me the head of a lion. I must drink his blood. Maybe that's what was going on.
So, the website Ashley Madison...
Yeah. Is Franklin Graham Ashley?
That would be tits.
That's the best story.
The Ashley Madison website, the adultery website.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Life is short, have an affair. Was recently hacked. These hackers have threatened to reveal the identities, personal data, and cock pics of 37 million users of Ashley Madison.
37 million cocks.
And vagina pics.
Have descended from the internet.
I don't know how much of that's going on.
Oh, a ton. Oh, there's... By the way...
I'm besieged with pussy pics when I log into Ashley Madison. I hate it.
All four of the women on Ashley Madison are terrified to have their information released. There's got to be... there's like one chick on there.
So
don't give out my email.
They were hacked. They threatened to reveal 37 million users.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, give it up for straight marriage, marriage equality. You know, why was anyone defending marriage? I mean, really, honestly,
well, it's because Jesus and stuff.
We actually should have just outlawed all marriage.
It's because they think gay sex is icky, and it's because they allow shitbags like Graham and
right.
Robertson and Hagee and Manning, Pastor Manning.
Pastor Manbag.
They put jism into the Starbucks.
Right. Oh, that's the best. Yes, gay sex is icky, says a couple of like 250-pound fat-ass white people.
Right. I'm sure watching them mate is a wonder of nature to behold.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Watch their big, fat, sweaty, white, hairy back humping on some poor, beleaguered, bored woman.
Oh, please go slower with the description. Please. Sure, some of our listeners are just... please talk more about the big, fat, straight, white sex act.
So, Franklin Graham is ringing in.
Yes.
On this whole Ashley Madison thing.
Okay.
He's telling people who may be worried about having their names and you know, all their personal information exposed.
Hello.
Possibly you get to see what their taint looks like. Is that there's no need for you to run and hide. Because God already knows about your sins.
That's the best reaction I've heard to this. I mean, really.
On his Facebook page, Graham wrote, "The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. I have news for all those worried cheaters out there wringing their hands. God already knew." Well, duh.
Yeah. Have you not read Bullshitica 69? It's laid out right there. God knows about your dick pics, I guess. Why does God... what do you care if I take a picture of my dick and send it to somebody? What do you give a shit?
Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight."
Oh, God.
Everything is uncovered. Ooh, wait a second.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered.
Oh, shit.
And laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
Good God. Him to whom we must give account.
Right.
Who reads that book?
Not enough people, right. And a lot of people.
From him to whom? Blah 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 blah. Blah go. Blah, blah, blah.
They don't know. They can't quote where Jesus says, you know, just shut the fuck up and love everybody.
Ooh.
They don't know that one.
No.
But they know. They know Leviticus that says, don't touch another guy's starfish. They can spit that one out.
No. Oh, yes.
Instantly.
Rather than swallow. Is that Leviticus?
It is.
Is it Leviticus?
Thou shalt not licketh another man's starfish without first his permission.
Oh, yeah. Sign a waiver, please.
So, that's Louis Gohmert coming out with science.
What a dickhead.
and a brilliant experiment that proves that gay is wrong.
I forget about Louis Gohmert, but that's a guy that has said some batshit crazy things, that, like, nonsensical things. Like, he told what's-his-face to not cast aspersions.
Don't cast aspersions on my asparagus.
On my asparagus.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have that one.
I mean, even if that wasn't literal or whatever.
I have to re-download that. That got lost in the move from our wrestling network.
Our days at the wrestling network, man. Right? Yeah. The VOC.
And, Franklin Graham saying, don't bother hiding.
Okay.
You cheaters paying $19.95 a month.
The Eye of Sauron is aware of your dick pic.
Or whatever the hell Ashley Madison cost.
Honestly, hey, Franklin, not for nothing, but your Jesus bullshit is just as believable as Tolkien.
Sure.
Maybe less. Maybe Tolkien's more real. I mean, why not?
37 million people.
Although, I would not want to live in Middle Earth. Middle Earth sucks. Number one, golems, terrifying. Number two, trolls or whatever. Fuck that. Right. Or orcs.
Orcs.
What were they? Orcs.
And trolls.
And trolls.
There's all kinds of heinous stuff.
The Eye of Sauron. Fucking a bunch of BBC actors fucking running around setting shit on fire. No, thank you. Right. Not another angry Ian McKellen. By the way, a lot of people don't know this, but Ian McKellen does his own spells.
Does he?
Yes.
He's a he's an 18th level wizard.
Sure. I do my own spells. I do not need a spellman.
I saw there was a, I'm sure we'll hear about it on the next Hollywood Hick. Listen to the Hollywood Hick on the sevens here.
Oh, yes.
On crabdiving.com/live.
Fuck y'all.
On the stream or download it as a podcast at crabdiving.com. That one of the women, you know how Cosby said that he thinks he's pretty good at reading the sexual signs,
God, what a creep.
When a woman wants to make nice, when a woman wants to be drugged.
Oh, yes.
And violated, he could tell.
What a dickhead.
One of the women is a lesbian.
Okay.
She's saying, I don't think he read the signs right with me. I don't think he read the signs right.
Right.
Because I like girls.
What? Yeah, she's and by like, the way, no one should be reading signs. There's no signs to read. You have to, like, say words and shit. I can't believe I'm having to say this to people. I mean, there's no signs, you know? You just say, oh, yeah, I want to have sex with you. Kind of have to say that. It's consent.
Well, he felt that the fact that when they breathed, their breasts moved a little bit was plenty of sign for him to drop a quaalude in their Chardonnay.
What a tremendous monster. Chardonnay is gross, by the way. Who could drink that?
Who knows what he's giving him?
Who knows?
Maybe. I'm sure Bill Cosby gave better wine, right?
Why? He's probably like, before a girl comes over and he's picking out wine, he's like, why am I spending any money on this? They just need a few sips and then they're out. Who gives a shit? $2 chuck. He probably bought one really nice bottle and then just poured cheap fucking wine into it just to save money. Right. I mean, you don't know what his Quaalude budget was.
True. Hot off the presses, breaking news.
Dee 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 dee.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, at crabdiving.com, breaking news.
Oh, shit.
Cue
the typewriters.
Not fast enough to the typewriters.
Right.
Hit on the crabdiving network. Breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, shock poll. in Florida.
Fuck you.
Florida, the dangling penis of the United States.
Let me rape an alligator.
Donald Trump.
Right.
Is leading former Governor Jeb Bush.
That's amazing.
By 6%.
Are you shitting me?
And Rubio.
What?
Wait, current senator.
Oh my God. What? Who is
of Florida?
Who is living in Florida?
Why? Your mom?
Yeah. Well, I, she's
and that's not a joke.
No.
It's not a mother joke. Your mom lives in Florida. Yeah. Your brother lives in Florida.
None of them are voting for.
Several of your relatives. You've got relatives that might vote for one of the above, though,
I have
right?
A couple here and there, and might. You know, I don't know.
As do I in Chicago.
Listen, their vote's their business.
A new St. Pete polls.
St. Pete polls.
St. Pete poll survey.
Right.
Released today, hot and steamy, says that Donald the Trump has 26% support with Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush in second with 20.
Ugh.
The turd from Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker, the coke whore, is in third place. Not that they all aren't, but this one is especially. Scott Walker sticks out his tongue and it's got four white saggy ball prints permanently embedded on it from how much he lavishes those sacks of those Koch brothers.
It's going to be the funniest scene in CSI ever. Well, we've dusted his tongue for prints and it's positive for the Koch brothers.
It matches that vein on David's left testicle.
David, that's one of them, right? I don't know their first names.
Charles and David are the two Koch brothers.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you guys.
The two famous ones. There's another one who was all upset about those hideous wind turbines going offshore near his mansion in Martha's Vineyard.
Hey, Koch brothers, why do you hate America? Just wondering.
I don't want to look at that.
God.
And fortunately, everybody else won and gave a big fuck you to him. So, God, I hope he gets a little twist in his colon every time he looks out.
Eesh.
Upon the wind turbines that are, I don't know, probably powering a couple of cities there.
Beware of colon kinks.
So, yeah, the turd from Wisconsin's in third place.
Yes.
With 12% in this poll in Florida.
Good God.
And current Senator Marco Rubio, they hate him in his own fucking state.
Yeah.
This is in fourth.
Is this the guy that kept drinking the glass of water in his response to...
It is. He was parched. The... if we go by this. No, I think we're only 8 days. We're on countdown, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited as fuck here that, God, I wonder when that debate is. We should like live Periscope the debate or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
idea.
Or
we should have a special event for the Republican clown car debate.
Oh, man.
It's 8 days now, I think, 7 or 8 days.
Well, the event's going to be on the show. We're just going to have shitloads of...
We're going to have 3 days worth of material.
Clips. Listen, it's going to be great because the monitor or whatever, the guy...
It's Fox, though.
Yeah, but they're going to have to say, do you believe in evolution? Do you...
Fox?
Well, what are they going to talk about then?
I think they're going to poofball it. Immigration and Obamacare and, you know, everything that Fox...
Right.
What about the war on Christianity? What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, what about the... They're going to talk about jobs. Republicans are going to say, hey,
you're not going to hear that word. Have you lost your mind?
No.
They don't talk about jobs.
That's what they always talk about, jobs. I'm for jobs.
Oh, but they have no plan.
Yeah.
We're all for jobs.
Didn't Michelle Bachmann say she was for getting rid of the minimum wage and that would increase the number of jobs? Slave jobs?
Sure it would. A few of them up on that dais.
If you don't have a minimum wage, this is what will happen. I wouldn't do this, but someone like me could say, hey, I just paid a child a quarter an hour to follow me around and carry my shit all day.
Right. Good for that kid not being a taker.
Oh, yeah. He made $5 last year working for me.
Well, that'll make him want to better himself. How can he on 5 cents an hour, you fucking asshole?
It's like telling an actor, hey, why don't you get on a sitcom, stupid?
Right. Well, why don't you act more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Thanks for
why don't you get laid more?
Yeah, thanks for the advice, dummy.
The rest of the clown car, fourth place is Rubio, fifth place, Ben Carson.
Oh my God. He's still in this, hanging around?
And 4% in next place, or tied at 4%, Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Good news for John Kasich. one of the less insane ones in the group, although still
he's not going to make it.
A horrible conservative nut. And little Randy Paul.
I mean, when
3%.
Whoever wins that nomination, it is going to look like the debates are going to be a comedy routine. It's going to be like straight man, funny man.
Right, with all ears on Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I kind of hope, I don't know if it's going to happen though, but I kind of hope that the corpulent Chris Christie makes it to that stage, because he's the one who's like saying he's chomping at the bit to debate Donald Trump, because that's a New York guy versus a Jersey guy, right?
Oh, right. That by the way, those are the people we want leading the country. A couple of fucking assholes yelling at each other. Lovely.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess so. That's what's going on there. In Florida, they just did a poll of likely Republican voters.
Jeez, that's terrifying, man. I mean, because Trump debates Hillary Clinton or Bernie or Ted Cruz or fucking any of these guys. They're going to say, you know what I mean? All it's going to be is that the Democrat will say something logical. They say something crazy. Bernie Sanders says something that makes sense. That's the whole thing. It might be boring.
A recent message down at the stpetersblog.com.
Fuck you.
St. Petersburg, Florida, where I've been reading this story.
Okay. Beautiful down there.
From
actually
Somebody named Peggy. I won't read her last name.
You know, a lot of people say St. Petersburg was the first city. No, I'm fucking this up. It's not. It's St. Augustine in Florida. A lot of people say St. Augustine was the first city in the country, but it wasn't. It was Pensacola. Pensacola beat St. Augustine. Little known fact. Go ahead. I shouldn't have interjected with that.
There may be a couple Native Americans who might dispute that.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. Whatever. Too much coffee.
So Peggy, I should read her fucking last name because she's...
What's her last name? Just do it. It's out there.
Peggy Connolly Iacovone.
Iacovone. Says, really?
Talking about Donald Trump. Should he be vetted like Ovomit was? Who vetted the communist terrorist Muslim?
Kenyon.
Perhaps Trump will go to Jeremiah Wright's church. Listen to this shit.
God.
That these moron, knuckle-dragging asswipes are still dragging out 6.5, 7 years later.
Jeremiah Wright. Well, they don't have anything else. What do you say? I mean, you know, if you want to take swings at Obama, take him to task about these fucking drones in Guantanamo that he hasn't shut down yet.
Right. This person, Jason, says, Jeb can raise all the money in the world. As a native Floridian, I didn't vote for him then, and I will never vote for him in the future. As for Trump, loving what he's saying to Republicans.
What? I love what he said about Mexicans all being rapists. He was spot on.
However, I don't think many on the right will like his actual solutions to many problems. I've yet to see anyone on the right I would vote for. I had hopes for Rand Paul, but he seems to be failing before things even begin. This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
So those are some of the comments over at the St. Peter's blog.
Fuck you.
Petersburg, Florida.
Right.
The top most liked comment so far is from Carl Curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Kind of funny.
Very funny.
Who says, Donald Trump donated money to Monica Lewinsky's ex-boyfriend's aging wife.
Everybody's aging, though. I mean, that's just so shitty.
He's not a fan of
Hillary. All aging, dumbass.
Right.
Nobody's Jonathan Winters from Mork and Mindy. Remember him? He aged backwards.
Oh, my God. This person.
Everyone from Orson ages backwards.
This person's avatar is a flag, and it says Trump Truth on it.
What the fuck does that
Trump
mean?
Is the candidate giving voice to untold millions of fed up Americans witnessing a purposeful destruction of our economy and the equal opportunity for success that made America exceptional.
Is he mentally handicapped? No offense.
Good God. Everywhere, hardworking, patriotic Americans, not crazies or wacko birds, are supporting Mr. Trump.
Wacko birds! Release the wacko birds! Fly! Wacko birds, fly!
No, you are a wacko bird.
Right.
Lizzie.
Wacko birds.
Lizzie Borden. I think that's a fake name.
Is this person British? I mean, wacko birds. Or is that like a southern sort of hicky type thing?
Wasn't that what McCain said? The people that like Ted Cruz, or you may have called Ted Cruz a wacko bird or something.
I wish he would. That's hilarious. I think especially it was. Coming from McCain. He's like, he's a wacko bird. Yeah.
Well, he did say they were crazies, right? That was what started, that's what got Trump to say, he's a hero. He was captured. I like people who weren't captured.
That just seems like such an old white guy. God, that was insane.
Yeah. Like McCain's a big pussy because he got captured.
Oh, my God.
He got shot down.
He
volunteered to stay.
Oh, my God. He had an opportunity to leave a prison camp early, and he said, no, buddies go first.
Yeah, where they were breaking his arms and hanging him by the
do you think you'd be able to do that? I don't know. I don't know if I'd have the balls to do that. I might get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I might be like,
how dare Donald Trump?
I'll send strongly worded letters for you from home to help you get out faster.
I mean, that's a disgusting thing for him to say, but the judgment he illustrated when you say something like that, that's not a guy I want to be president. I don't even want to know him.
No.
I wouldn't even want to be his friend or have him in charge of anything. Oh, I never knew. He's like your one friend that says xenophobic shit all the time. You don't want to associate with him.
Right.
He took a swipe at John McCain for being a POW. That is just, this is fucking up.
God, there's
gross, man.
There's a couple stories out there that are saying, why aren't we as universally outraged over Sandra Bland's death as we are over Cecil the Lion? Well, Cecil the Lion wasn't black. I'm not kidding. In this country, that's why we are outraged.
Yeah.
People who have empathy and are normal human beings are fucking outraged over the death of Sandra Bland. You're talking about the fuckwads on the right who are defending the police and saying, well, she shouldn't have talked back to him.
Oh, there are a lot of people outraged over that. There are a lot of people outraged over Eric Garner.
Right. So these stories that are saying, well, why aren't we as outraged? We are fucking outraged. We're still talking about Sandra Bland every fucking day, as we should.
What's going on with that? You know, what's going on with that Baltimore thing? The guy that was killed in Baltimore.
Rough Ride?
Yeah, I don't even remember his name. That sucks. Freddie Gray.
The cops were indicted, right? Okay. Six cops were, I guess, that's going to take forever.
Well, you sit around and wait for that process.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're probably getting paid. Oh. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm sure they're on paid leave. They ain't been found guilty of nothing. I was going to play this, but let's go to this here. This is news that came out this morning.
Right.
We've frequently talked about these snake waivers who rely on one fucking phrase.
Oh, my God.
In the Bible, Mark 16:18.
Bullshit to get 69.
That says the true followers will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well.
You know, I thank God every day that I'm a fucking atheist, because this shit is nuts.
Thank you, Jesus, for making me an atheist.
For not being there. It's,
I thank my really good Catholic education.
I hate snakes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. they made you atheist.
And they did. And the more they made me read the Bible, the more I was like, this is crap.
Whoa. Yeah, keep that on the download. Why do people, they always tell you to read your Bible.
That's
when
what's
you go
funny.
To church.
And in comments and stuff, when they're taking swipes at atheists, they're all like, you should read the Bible. And you almost always the atheist comes back with, I have. That's why I'm atheist.
My brother, by the way, my youngest brother's got some great comments going on his Facebook page about.
He dropped a story,
an atheist bomb.
Yeah, and
it's funny. As
he got one of his ninny friends in his timeline just had enough.
I know,
and is all panties in a bunch about the fact that I'm sick of seeing this war on God. It's a Christian nation. Blah, 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 blah. Christian, blah, blah, blah. Christian ideals, Christian foundation. The founders were Christian. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, dude, you know what I say to that? You're on the money. I can't even begin. I can't even begin to explain, like, this Christianity shit is just shoved up our ass every waking second. Eat a dick, my brother's friend. You know, every once in a while I jump in there on some of his threads when he's arguing with people, and I just jump in there and just a little stab at these fucking believers every now and then.
Just a little drive-by. A
little kick in the nuts.
A little nipple tweak as you're swooping by.
Yeah.
Well, in Kentucky...
Fuck you!
This Sunday... At the Mossy Simpson Pentecostal Church.
Oh, my God.
In Bell County, Kentucky.
And believe me, if you get bit by a snake and you need really good medical care quickly, you probably don't want to be here. You're going to fucking die.
A 60-year-old gentleman by the name of John David Brock.
Yeah.
Who's worked as a miner for 36 years.
Okay. I done got copperhead bit.
Is a member of the holiness faith.
Ooh, I guarantee fucking to you, that is batshit crazy McGee.
Holiness followers, according to the story I'm reading at Raw Story, says holiness followers believe that God will stop the snakes from biting them. And if they do bite, then God will save them from the poisonous effects of the venom.
They don't even need Obamacare.
Despite the fact that 2 years ago, holiness pastor Jamie Coots died after being bitten during a service and refused medical attention.
See, but here's the thing. You remember that from Snake Salvation, that show we used to watch?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. God will protect you from the snake bite, but you have at the time of the bite, you have to be anointed. Anointed.
What does that mean? By what?
By Jesus, stupid. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But they keep saying that. I was anointed, so it's all right. I'm not anointed right now. What? You're fucking crazy.
Pastor Jamie Coots' son, Cody.
Cody Coots?
Has taken up the has taken up the scales.
Cody Coots.
And the forked tongue, and continues his father's ministry at the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' name.
My God.
In Middlesboro, Kentucky. But
Cody,
this is
Cody Coots.
This is, let's not forget.
Right.
This isn't those unbelievers. This is This is the real true church. This is the Mossy Simpson Pentecostal church.
Sure. Those people down the street, well, they could just burn in hell.
In Bell County.
Right. By the way, Cody Coots was quoted as saying,
I'm sure that's what they that church down the road can just trot right off to hell.
I don't know.
Intercourse them.
Do you ever see that movie Stage Door with Ginger Rogers?
Oh my God.
I was doing an impression from that. You know those old Hollywood black and
white movies? Well,
sure, yeah. All those. The actresses sounded kind of, they all had that really affected voice.
Right, that fake British kind of.
Well, I won't put up with it, I won't.
Yeah.
I will not.
Right.
No, I'm not going to get copperhead bit.
Snake handling has been illegal in Kentucky since 1942, but officials mostly look the other way.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? Kill each other with your stupid fucking snakes. Have a ball.
So, Sunday morning, Mr. John David Brock, 60 years old, miner, former miner, former alive person.
Dude, he has a family? Does he have a family?
Got bit by a snake and refused medical treatment. Died 4 hours later at his brother's home. They must have crossed off trailer at his brother's home in the town of Jensen.
How dare you marginalize these people that think that they don't need to go to the doctor if they get by an incredibly poisonous snake. Don't marginalize. God, I mean, you know, I don't know.
A church member said that Brock was bitten by a rattlesnake.
Okay.
Died 4 hours later. The county coroner was called to the residence, pronounced him dead.
Fuck you.
He must not have been a true believer.
He was not anointed in the faith.
They're not going to do an autopsy. Well, duh.
Well, yeah, you don't need to. The guy died from a snake bite, and he didn't get medical care because Jesus.
The community, the name of the town is called Stony Fork. Stony Fork, Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
In Bell County.
Shit. Trailer. Dude, you could probably rent a 5-bedroom house there for $75 a month. Sorry, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but geez.
I think you'd probably rent a family to go with it for $75
no,
a month.
No. I'll bring my own family into Stony Brook. What is it called? Stony Brook?
Stony Fork.
Stony Fork.
Stony Fork, Kentucky. God damn.
Horrible.
It's an unincorporated community.
You know, I don't know what's going on in Stony Fork with medical marijuana. All I'm saying is I don't know that it's strong enough for me to... I can't live there. I can't live in Stony Fork. There's not enough illegal marijuana there to support my problems. I who would live there?
Right. It's... I never heard of it. The closest town is Pineville. 10 miles away, Pineville, wow. Kentucky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't got a Pineville. They got slushy machines done broken. And Stony Fork, I'm going out to Pineville to get a big gulp. Brr, 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 brr.
Well, what do you church, do there? The Mossy Simpson Pentecostal Church is actually in Jensen.
Here's how this
Kentucky.
Works. Right.
Okay. And stop. They have a paved parking lot.
Fuck off.
I'm surprised by that.
Listen, let me explain this snake shit. These people are poor. There is nothing to fucking do. And they're all sitting around. Y'all gonna watch Billy Bob go handle a snake, see if he gets bit today?
Are you saying it's like NASCAR? Like people waiting for
an
accident to happen?
Of course it is. That's why the snakes are there in the first place, because this religion shit is too fucking boring otherwise. If they just got rid of these snakes, no one would go to church. I swear to God, they'd be like, fuck it. You know?
So that's what's going on in rural Kentucky. And they vote Republican. They all vote Republican.
Well, you know, and this is one of these things that are passed down, right? Like the ability to snake handle, what do you call it? Charm
the
snake?
Family business, sure.
Yeah.
You grow up around that shit and you know how to work with the snakes and everything, and I guess it's, you know, what you learn how to do.
You know, in the series Justified, there's a whole storyline with a snake handler, right? Or a snake church or something like that, snake waivers.
Oh, right, right.
But the thing was, the person that handled the snake was a fake because they milked all the venom.
Yes.
So, guys, why don't you just do that? Just milk the venom out of these snakes.
But that ain't what Jesus wanted.
Sure, just okay, put that aside for a second. I know you can't, right? You can't talk to these people.
But these aren't even the preachers. I mean, they pass those fucking snakes around. You and I could walk into one of these.
No way.
And say, hand me the rattler. Jesus will protect me.
You know what? If you want to die with an accident with a gun, give me a gun and then let me think there's a snake around, come and get me. I will start shooting. You know, I don't want to be around snakes. I'm terrified. I don't know what that point of that was.
You don't like snakes?
I hate snakes. I'm just trying to imagine what it would be to be in the room. And these people that aren't qualified, they're not reptile handlers or whatever.
Right.
They're lunatics.
They're absolute lunatics.
You know, my cousin is trained to trap and handle dangerous animals like this. And he went to, like, school and to actual training.
Yes.
He didn't go to some fucking church. Those are the people that handle these these dangerous animals, not these wackadoos. It's not safe.
Batshit crazy.
Why aren't the cops doing it? Why don't they put it in? You could put an end to this snake bullshit today. You know where their churches are. Raid their churches, get rid of their snakes, shut them down.
They're looking the other way, though. They're looking the other way. Religious freedom. Maybe they'd rather have them in there waving snakes at each other than boozing it up down at the VFW.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, think of the kids, man. These kids don't have a choice. Bring some baby into snake-waving class. Church, and a snake bites them, then what? The kid dies? Exactly. You don't.
I'm hoping nobody hands any snakes to kids.
Yeah, but the snakes are in there. They're loose.
Right.
People are, you don't know. And I guess because technically the child isn't anointed, then the child would then be allowed to get medical care.
Do you remember the one video we saw, one of the services? It's a menagerie. It's like, it's just people. There's people in the corner going, blah, blah, blah. It really looks like somebody's doing an improv version of Cuckoo's Nest.
Dude, and you're forgetting another element. Didn't they have flames that they would wave in their face and their
Oh, they
their
do.
Hands?
They wave, yeah, candles and burn and like they wave their hand. They're out of their fucking minds is what they all are.
They're waving flames over their face at the same time with snakes.
Good God, let's take up a collection to get these people cable.
And then one guy in that snakes. Yeah.
Sit home, watch fucking NASCAR.
Yeah. There was one family in that snake salvation that had some money. They had like a nice house.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, that's the guy that got killed. Coots.
Right. And to me,
he was a contractor, right? Yeah, like he had a real job.
That to me was the strangest thing because why are you doing this? You have cable. You don't have to go to church every Sunday for entertainment to watch idiots handle snakes.
And the other one could only survive on food stamps, remember?
Yeah.
Because his snake waving doesn't pay the bills.
Well, and that one guy is in jail for, like, domestic assault.
He shot up his ex-wife's family's house. She's up to like that.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm glad he has access to guns and snakes. Lovely.
Speaking of guns, we could have a little fun with firearms if you're so inclined.
Fuck you!
Yay.
This is going to drive you crazy.
My right.
Missouri.
Fuck you.
I-55 near I-55 in Pemiscot County, Missouri.
Two-way. Fuck you.
County Sheriff Tommy Greenwell said that his office was notified on Saturday that an 11-year-old girl was being treated in a local emergency room for a gunshot wound.
Holy shit.
The family were on vacation, were driving on I-55 when the window on the driver's side blew out.
Shut the fuck up.
They thought, they didn't know what had happened, but then the girl in the back seat started complaining about neck pain.
Oh my God.
Took her to the hospital, found out she had a 9mm round in her neck. And it turns out it was a couple of assholes out in the woods.
Did she survive?
Doing target practice.
Oh, damn it. This makes me fucking crazy. See, I should have the right to not get fucking shot. You know, it's all about these guys. It's all about their right to have a fucking gun. What about me? What about that little girl? You gotta be shitting me.
Found a suspect who surrendered 2 9mm pistols, which they're gonna undergo ballistic testing and see if that was them.
This is absolute fucking bullshit.
Right. A couple of morons out shooting. And it said they were. It said he was shooting into a berm, but they missed, or he might have missed his target.
Yeah, I fucked up, and so now I shot a little girl in the neck.
Right.
I mean, that girl could be dead. It's amazing she's not dead. It could have hit her head.
It hit her neck. And thankfully, she's okay. She was treated at... they flew her to Le Bonheur Children's Hospital in Memphis.
You think it's pronounced like that?
L-E-B-O-N H-E-U-R.
Laboner.
It's like salmon. Right. It's like Simon Le Bon with a hooer at the end.
Le Boner. That's how they say
Le Boner.
It. Guarantee you.
Children's Hospital, Memphis. Oh, she was released on Sunday.
Amazing. Amazing she survived.
The family's going to continue their vacation. Yeah. We stopped a couple days because the daughter took a slug to the neck, but she's a strong one.
They're just driving.
So we're going to keep going on to Wally World.
Imagine you're driving. The window shatters. Your neck hurts. You're like, I'm sorry. Do I live in fucking Afghanistan?
Well, right.
Why am I being shot at, man?
Responsible gun ownership.
Yeah, gun sense, everybody. Everything's fine.
9mm pistols out in the woods. You ain't hunting with a 9mm.
Even if she had died, say just this horrible tragedy happened and that bullet killed her.
Yes.
And I say, hey, maybe we need to look at the gun laws. Maybe those people shouldn't have been out just shooting 9mm into a berm. Everybody's like, 2A, my right to carry, my right to protect myself. What about her right?
To not be dead.
What about her right? What about her family? They don't give a shit. It's amazing. It's like you're arguing with a fucking child that doesn't want to give up their dangerous fucking toy. That could also hurt me.
Here's one that didn't end so well. This is in Florida.
Oh, damn it. Damn it!
9/11 tapes. Whoops. 9/11 tapes capture...
Oh, God.
All the audio of the whole encounter. This is a road rage accident. How great is it? See what happens when everybody has fucking guns. Oh, carry guns everywhere. More guns, more guns. I posted the results of a study on comments of one of our stories about the guns, and it's they call it the weapon effect or something. It's you are more prone to be aggressive knowing that you're carrying a gun. You're more likely to use that gun because you know you got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's like, I mean, you're more likely to use it because you have
it. Right. And how many instances are we seeing of these fuckwads who lose their temper and whip out their gun? For example.
Yeah, but what about when I need the gun? What about when a black person is chasing me and I have to shoot them to death?
Right.
That's the argument.
Didn't you post another story about how that's bullshit? They did some study. And some people have been going around shooting videos of, like, you know, this is what an encounter would look like. If you have a gun, you're a concealed carry.
Right.
Or even these assholes that, you know, have their ARs. They're not walking around like they're on patrol.
Dude.
Right? You've got it slung to your back.
I have my cell phone in my pocket right now.
Right.
I want to take a picture of something. Okay, it's happening now.
Bang.
Oh, shit, I'm dead. Right. Oh, God, the fucking cable company's calling me. Fuck you, burn in hell.
I've shot
Time
you.
Order, fuck you.
It's by the time the you've reached for anything.
I can't even take a fucking picture.
Yeah. So
we're living in a fucking fantasy world.
It is ridiculous.
Jack Bauer doesn't exist.
Everybody wants to be the fucking cowboy that rides in and saves the day, right? They want to be the guy that... The towel head rides in to the Piggly Wiggly and starts shooting people in the tampon aisle. I'm going to save us all.
Listen, if you got an aisle in the grocery store or wherever to be shot in.
It's the Midwest.
I want to be shot in the tampon aisle. You can plug a bullet hole with a tampon.
Right.
I don't want to be shot in the granola aisle or the whatever. Listen, man, the fucking myth that the brown people are coming for you and you better be armed is just such a fucking... It's so horrible.
Right. So, Citrus County, Florida.
Citrus.
An encounter between 51-year-old Robert Doyle.
Right.
And 44-year-old Candelario Gonzalez.
Whoa. Candelario. That's the best name I've ever heard of.
Mr. Doyle.
Hello.
Let's call him... The angry old white fuck.
Oh, okay.
Driving with his wife in his Kia.
Hold on. Let me try to imagine what an angry old white fuck would be like. Okay, I got it.
Got it.
Yes, no problem.
Imagine him in a Kia Soul.
Oh, God. Angry.
With his wife.
Of course. Oh. Suicidal.
And Mr. Gonzalez and his family were riding in his lawn care company's truck.
Okay.
Pulling a trailer. Hardworking. Worked their fucking balls off probably for not a lot of money.
Oh, that's horrible.
In this country.
In Florida, dude.
In Florida.
You were, it's so, If you're not from Florida, you have no idea how hot can get.
Apparently they started arguing over a lane change or something.
Oh shit! See,
and each car called 911. Angry old white guy called from his car,
right?
While the wife of Candelario Gonzalez,
hola,
called from theirs.
Okay.
She says, we're driving a full-size truck and trailer. You can't just drive like an idiot, she says. Somebody needs to smack the crap out of this idiot to the dispatcher.
Okay.
The 911 operator says, well, you know, you should probably let it go.
Right, slow down. Take a breath.
Now, the gun nuts are going to say this guy was asking for it. But Candelario...
Nobody's asking to get shot to death.
We're following this guy.
Okay.
So he followed angry old white man. Ugh. To try to get the guy's home address.
Never.
Meanwhile, angry old white man was on his phone saying, there's a maniac trying to follow me, trying to run me off the road, which he was not doing. He, on the phone, became increasingly agitated and told the dispatcher, quote, my gun is already out. Uh-oh. It's cocked and locked. The gun's coming out, and I'm going to put it to his fucking head.
Ooh. That's a little damning.
Both the Doyles got to his house, exited his vehicle. Doyle exited his vehicle, pointed his gun.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Gonzalez got out of the truck, but his daughter and grandson, meanwhile, this guy's got his whole family in the truck, were screaming, he's got a gun. The wife, Kathy Gonzalez, still on the phone with 911, screams, don't shoot. And you hear bang, 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 bang.
And the guy's dead in front of his family.
Shot Mr. Gonzalez, then turned the gun on the woman and the two children, ages 7 and 8, and ordered them out of the car.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Mrs. Gonzalez was screaming into her phone, please help me, please help me. He held them at gunpoint while
Candelario
was dying on the pavement.
Oh, I can't, you know.
Police arrived at the scene within moments and immediately arrested Doyle, who they charged with second-degree murder and 3 counts of aggravated assault for holding the family at gunpoint. So in this guy's brain, he was completely justified in not only shooting this man, but then holding a woman and a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old at gunpoint afterwards.
You know... Nobody made any good decisions in this story. You know, the guy should not have followed him. I mean, you
correct.
Know, I always think you should avoid shit like that and
exactly.
Slow down. Let this idiot go about his business. You go about your fucking business. He's nuts. But he made a bad decision and followed this guy.
Right.
But that being said, all that other shit, had that guy not had a gun, if he didn't have a gun, nobody would have got shot.
Right.
That's, I don't understand.
Maybe they would have taken some swings at each other like children.
Right. Maybe.
But one of the children had a weapon of mass destruction.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. And fuck you, Wayne LaPierre.
And one of them
fuck
had
you.
A weapon, had a tool designed solely for the purpose of inflicting damage upon another human body.
You can't, man.
That's why
traffic and shit. You gotta. You know, so, don't flick anybody off. Flick
we gotta
anybody off.
Counsel the Hollywood Hick on that one.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he said he's gotten out of the car.
I don't know.
Or he said that he'll catch up to someone and make sure, because he's got to give him the stink eye. He's the guy that will break his neck to catch up to you so that he can give you the stink eye and let you know that he's not pleased with your behavior,
dude,
your untoward nonsense. Don't dangle your hand out the window and think that gives you carte blanche to do anything.
He was telling me some fucking story about, did he tell you about the time he almost bought like a Trans Am, a T-top?
Oh my God, no.
Some enormous engine, and he found out what the gas mileage was and he decided not to get it. I mean...
Listen to the Hollywood Hick on the Sevens, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, a brand new episode of our great Sports-tastic show.
Yeah.
They're getting their NFL knowledge on tonight, their football knowledge on the daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. for your ear holes streaming. Yeah. It'll be out as a podcast in a day or two.
They actually take some sort of aptitude test. What's it called?
Right. There's some...
not the deer lick.
The deer lick or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the badger lick.
The badger lick.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow for this show live.
Wonderlick.
Wonderlick. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, listen to all the other great stuff here on the network. crabdiving.com/live 24/7 for your ear holes.
Yay.
8 p.m. tonight, the new Daily Upper Decker. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. Click the buttons over there.
Yay.
And, engage.
Engage.
If you're going to buy shit, go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Number one.
And find out where Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLeExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.